And we're here with Alex Jones, First Night Director, Saratoga Arts. Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's that time of year.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Upon us again.
It is.
Talking about First Night Saratoga 2018, Light Up the Night. Happening when?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. I like the theme, Light Up the Night. How is that decided on? It's a different theme every year.
It is. We have sort of a brainstorming session around March or April to come up with something that we think is descriptive in a different way of what the event is. And this year, it made sense. You know, we want to, you know, light up Saratoga Springs. We do that every year. But also, you know, for our local artists, we want to illuminate what they do as well. So it works. You know, it has multiple meanings. It's a fun little session.
So it's about that time, March, when you start planning First Night?
You know, we finish First Night in the end of December, and then in January, we are closing out, letting everybody know how it went, you know, putting everything away. Then we have maybe 1 month off, February, and then March, yes. So that's how it works.
And you decide upon what works, what isn't, who do you want to book for next year? I assume you're inundated with so many people requesting to perform at First Night every year, right?
We do. We put out the call for artists in March, and of course we approach WEXT to say, who do we need to specifically get on our radar? And we have probably 250 applications that come in, and that doesn't include the people that I am, you know, personally seeking out, people that have been recommended. And they come in online, and then we spend, you know, several months going through everything, seeing what will fit together, making sure we have the right combination of different types of acts and that they work well in the venues. Yeah, that's the fun part. I love that.
And then you also have your perennial favorites as well that show up every year.
Every year. They always come back. Circe is one of those. Harold Ford, Hot Club of Saratoga. You know, the groups that have just been with us since the beginning. We make sure we include those.
Yeah. And First Night Saratoga, one of the oldest and largest First Night celebrations in the country.
One of the oldest and largest, yes, that still exists. We say between New York City and Montreal. And, you know, as far as First Nights go, I think that certainly is true.
It's a wonderful evening. And Saratoga Springs is a great place to have this because of the layout of downtown. And you have so many businesses that are open and available for people to come in and see. And then you also have CDTA that takes people from, say, the mall up in Wilton and takes them around downtown. And so you can pick up the bus and you can travel anywhere instead of walking around if you so choose.
That's right. The CDTA bus loop goes in both directions, all around the venues, all night long. And anybody that has a button can ride for free. And it's true, they also pick up people from the Wilton Mall and from Skidmore College after the 5K road race.
That's where it really starts, at Skidmore College. I think it starts at 6 p.m.
It starts at 5:30 p.m., the 5K at Skidmore College. That's a very popular event. This year is the 20th anniversary of the 5K, actually. We have about 1,500 runners every year. It's great to do with families, and it is a great way to start the evening, sort of get your blood flowing. Get a shower on the Skidmore campus, take CDTA downtown, and enjoy the rest of your night.
Yeah, I've done it. I've run it with my daughter, and it's so much fun. And yeah, it's cold out there, but a quarter of the way, halfway through the 5K, you're warmed up and ready to go. And then, your blood is pumping, and you're ready for a great night. There's so many things to see and do. The WEXT stage inside the Saratoga Springs City Center features the Shane Garrett Band, Sydney Worthley, and Sawyer Fredericks, the 2015 winner of The Voice. That's going to be exciting.
That is. It's going to be one of our larger musical stages. Sawyer Fredericks, of course, is very popular, and I think he was excited to come back and support WEXT in this year. It's your 10th anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great way to ring in the new year for WEXT as well as Saratoga Arts. You know, at Saratoga Arts, we try to promote up-and-coming artists as well as the more established artists, and I think that Sawyer Fredericks is an example of that, and the two groups who are opening for him are, you know, they are just in line, they're making their careers, and it's a great way for us to show the community what's coming up.
Yeah, these are terrific singer-songwriters. Shane Garrett bringing his backing band, and Sydney Worthley, amazing singer-songwriters who you can catch right there in the front room of the Saratoga Springs City Center. There's the main stage inside the City Center as well, featuring Boston-based magician Scott Jameson. That's an awful lot of fun. John Stetson, tell us some about these main stage acts.
this year, something that's a little bit different is we decided to use the main stage to host our Mind Art Acts. Mm. Those are the magicians and the mentalists that we've had for a couple years now, and they have closed out pretty much every venue that they've been in. And so we decided to light up the main stage with them this year. The first one that you mentioned, Scott Jameson, he is geared more towards young audiences, to kids. In the first 2 hours of the night, he will do juggling. He will do, you know, participatory tricks. Kids love him. He's been in Lake Ave before, and now he's at the City Center. Then after him, we have John Stetson. He's America's Master Mentalist. So that is basically the in-depth study of human psychology and behavior. And if you are really good at that, you're able to predict thoughts, seemingly, magically. although he does not want to be called a magician, it's really, he considers it more of a scientific art form. And then closing out the night, we have Joshua Lozoff, who is a nationally recognized actor and magician. You might recognize him. He's on the movie Clueless Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he was on Cheers as a regular for years. And after about 14 years of that, he decided that he had a different calling, which happened to be the art of magic. And he's taken his act on tour all over the world. And we've had him once before. He was great to work with. Audiences loved him. So I think all of the acts in the main stage are participatory. If you want to come up on stage and be one of the guests, they would love to have you. And we have cameras set up and screens on either side of the stage. So for any of those up close magic bits, the entire City Center Hall will be able to see it still.
That's neat. Alex Jones, first night director at Saratoga Arts. Now, that is just at one of the 30 venues in downtown Saratoga Springs.
That's right. And WEXT is also helping out at another venue. It's at the Temple Sinai. And it's a much smaller venue, but we have Cisco coming in to do hot chocolate and coffee for people. And in that space, we have Shakespeare Approves, which is sort of a comedic theater actor who takes Shakespeare plays and condenses them down to about 45 minutes. And it's really fun to watch. And then the Holly and Evan Band, another one of our local favorites, is going to be there.
That's awesome. You could buy early. You could save on the buttons, right? $15 for a button.
$15 for a button if you purchase it at Saratoga Arts, which is 320 Broadway, or online. Otherwise, everywhere else, it's $20. But you can get them up through the night of at Price Choppers, at Stewart Shops, at Adirondack Trusts, and then, of course, always at Saratoga Arts. And that button special at those two locations, well, location being online that I mentioned, that's only valid through Christmas. And then after that, it goes up to 20, just like everywhere else.
Boy, that's affordable family fun for an entire night. That starts at 5:30 and goes until midnight with the fireworks in Congress Park.
Fireworks in Congress Park. And I should also say kids 12 and under are free. Saratoga Arts, the mission is to make the arts accessible to everyone. So we feel it's important to carry on the tradition of allowing kids 12 and under for free with the purchase of one adult button.
That's really fantastic. Tell us about what you do the other rest of the year when you're not planning first night.
You know, there is a lot. I guess I would start with the education program. We run in the summertime camps for kids in theater and in visual arts all summer long, and it's very popular. And then for the rest of the year, we offer, you know, spring break camps, or we're doing a winter break camp for kids this year. And then we have adult art classes that happen in the bottom floor of our building year round. They're very popular. You can always find out more information about what's coming up on our website. Then we have an exhibitions program. We have a gallery in 320 Broadway, and we promote local artists. Our member show is going to be up over New Year's Eve if you want to stop in and see that. And we run art programs that function outside of our building, like art in the park or art in public places where artists can put up their works for others to see. Art in the Park is a WEXT-sponsored program in Congress Park. It happens towards the end of the summer every year, and there's lots of craft vendors and artists who display their wares, and people can go and sort of enjoy the experience. And then a final program that we have that isn't really as well known is the re-granting program. So every year, Saratoga Arts has a certain amount of money that is gifted to us from NISCA, and then we take applications for other area organizations in Saratoga, Fulton, and Montgomery counties that might be in need of those funds. And it's a pretty competitive process, but we're able to re-gift funds to other area nonprofits and artists.
And you also, yes, you help some of these singer-songwriters, local singer-songwriters, fund their album, the recording of their album, and put it out there.
Yes, for example, I mean, the projects that come in are so varied and so interesting, and I personally am not in charge of that program, so I only get to see sort of the tail end of the process. But yes, every staff member at Saratoga Arts, I mean, has so much more going on than what you just see on the surface as the final product.
Yeah. Well, you guys do so much. And you do a really great job from that little unassuming building right there on Broadway, 320 Broadway, on the corner of Broadway and Spring Street right there, right adjacent to Congress Park. But First Night Saratoga 2018, Light Up the Night. You can pick up your button right now, saratoga-arts.org, or various different places like Price Chopper and Stewart's. But you want to make sure you pick up your button for a great evening of fun. And what's your favorite part of First Night?
I like seeing it all come together. I have to say, I don't get to enjoy it like everyone else on the night of because I'm running around constantly. So I think that my favorite part is probably right before things get rolling, where you see the people all excited, getting ready for the festivities, and then it happens. And, you know, I'm just swept up in the wave of it.
And how long you've been doing this, been the First Night director?
This will be my fourth year, I want to say. I might be missing a year in there somewhere.
I got to say, it's a well-oiled machine. And you don't see the behind the scenes, how much work you guys put in, but it pays off. First Night Saratoga 2018, Light Up the Night. Pick up your button right now. And Alex, we'll catch up with you on First Night, December 31st. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.